Safety Quentin Demps, you are ready for the third and final preseason game, but it is kind of the final preseason game for starters like you. What's it like getting set for number three?
It's kind of like the last go-around, like you said, man, for us, you know, to come together and get ready for the real thing, you know, when things start to count and, you know, things become really, really meaningful. I mean, this game is meaningful too, but as we all know, it doesn't go against the record or whatnot, but we still want to come out, win, you know, compete and play hard.
Look like you guys, as a whole, made a lot of progress first week to the second week defensively. Yeah. What are you looking to do? What's the goal in this third one?
Yeah, continue to make progress, man. Continue to go forward. Continue to gel together. You know, get the rust off, you know, so to speak. And looking forward to, man, a good game against their ones, you know, and seeing what we had as a team.
You didn't look rusty when you put that pop on the guy in the first half last week.
Yeah, man, just out there flying around, you know, playing football, man, trying to do my job. And I make some plays.
How much fun is that?
Yeah, it's fun, man. It's fun being out there with the guys like Kush, you know, missing JJ, Clowney, J. Joe, man. It's a lot of fun, man.
It's something that it's evident that you guys are having a good time. That's the energy has to be high when you're on defense, right?
Yeah, especially at home, man. The crowd's there. The crowd's with us, and so you know we feed off of that, man. We're just playing good ball.
Let's get introspective because you recently tweeted, "This is the end of my ninth training camp."
Yeah. Nine training camps, man.
Whoa. How's that feel when you say that?
Man, it's been a long time. You know, it's been a long time coming. You know, just like I said, man, I'm just humble and grateful, man. Just nine of them living out my dream, man, for 9 years. And so hopefully I can get some more in. You know, I'm looking forward to this year, though, man, just trying to be, you know, in the present moment, you know, and maximize this year. You know, man, win some ball games.
Pardon me for sounding like your great uncle or something, but I still remember the first go-around with the Texans when you were here, 2010, 2011. And that was about just a few years into your journey. Yeah. How much have you grown and what have you grown in as a player since
then? I've grown so much, man. You know, being cut twice, man, just really helped me put things into perspective, you know, take a hard, long look at myself and, you know, kind of mature as a player, as a person. You know, man, I feel seasoned. You know, I feel like a real true vet right now and, you know, kind of be a leader for the younger guys. You know, just I know my role and I'm going to maximize it.
As a leader, do you seek them out and give them advice, or do you let them come to you, or is it a mixture of both sometimes?
It's a mixture of both sometimes. You know, I'm more so the lead by example, not so much the rah-rah guy. But like I said, man, they come to me sometimes, and sometimes I may pull them aside, just one-on-one, you know, no call-outs, anything like that. Just pull them aside, man, and just share with them, man. Like I said, it's not that I know more than you, it's just I messed up more than you. So, you know, I'm here to help you, man, and, you know, where I can.
Seems like a pretty tight-knit group, that DB's room, and it's guys like you who have a lot of experience. Jonathan Joseph, Kareem Jack. You got a nice mixture of young guys in there too, don't you?
Yeah, we got Kevin. We got KJ Dillon. You know, Dre Howe's still young. Yeah. I think it's his third year, so he's still young too, man. But it's a good mixture, like you said. Some leadership, man, some guys who, you know, Jackson has been, what, 7 years, 6 years? And so, you know, it's a good group, man, great group.
You know, you bring up their youth, but really – you and Hal together, that's still a youthful combination. You're only, what, 14 games in together, right?
Yeah, I think, well, no, all last season. I think I missed a couple because of hamstring, but.
Yeah, like I'm saying, you know, before he started, really.
Yeah. So, like I said, man, we're growing together too, you know, getting that chemistry, man, which is huge for us. We bounce off of each other, man, so I love playing with him.
Last thing, facing a quarterback like Carson Palmer, how much does it sharpen your defensive skills as a whole? Not just you, but the whole unit.
Man, anytime you go against a quarterback like that, man, it makes you, you know, focus in a little bit more. You know, not that you're not focused, you know, against other quarterbacks, but of course, man, a guy of his stature, man, you got to really be locked in, really do your job, man, really work on your technique, and or he exposes you.
Always good to talk with you, Quentin. Best of luck against the Cardinals.
Thanks, Drew. Appreciate it, man.